I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel orders a complete siege of Gaza as war rages on for a third day between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants. Israel declared war Sunday following the deadliest raid on its territory in 50 years. Israel is expected to launch a ground incursion and cut off electricity, food, and fuel to Gaza yesterday. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says Christians suffer on both sides as the death toll soars.
Friends in Israel are saying, I have a cousin, I have a nephew that is missing or got called up into the military, and we don't know where they are. In Gaza, there's an underground church of Muslim background believers we're praying for. We haven't heard from them.
We can't alter the current events in Israel, but we know the God who holds the nations in his hands. Pray for the war to end. And over 1 year ago, Mahsa Amini was killed while in the custody of Iran's morality police. The result was an explosive movement of protests, particularly against mandatory hijab laws. According to Lana Silk of Transform Iran, in the face of extreme violence, young people are fighting to preserve their stories. For example, one young woman was recently arrested as part of a protest.
She recorded a video that was essentially saying, I don't think they're going to let me go. I don't think their response to my actions is finished. If I was to disappear, if I was to be arrested, tortured, martyred, she even says those words in the video, please remember this. Remember us.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.